are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Happy February.
It's happy February.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It's beautiful
out. So what's going on? I know you had it is beautiful. We're here in Florida, everybody. I'm broadcasting live from Kissimmee, and Sue is in the Jacksonville area. So if you're in the area and would like to participate or have a session with her, please get in touch. That's mediumshipunplugged.com, just in case you didn't have a pen. So, Sue, tell us about your upcoming events.
Well, during the month of February, Tom is giving a channeling development class, and it's for people in Jacksonville and the surrounding areas. And I do believe the class is full at this time, but we are planning on having other classes so people can join in at other times when they just need to check the website and either ask to be put on our mail list so they can keep up with our events or just keep checking the website. So we have that going on. We have an amazing, and people, perk up your ears for this one. We have an amazing opportunity in March. The 4th, 5th, and 6th, the weekend of the 4th, 5th, and 6th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are putting on a retreat, a metaphysical retreat in St. Augustine, Florida, historical St. Augustine, which is the first city in the United States, and we will be having this retreat at a local bed and breakfast, which is centrally located, so you can walk anywhere in the city and just get to everything within a few minutes. The total package for the entire weekend, whether you stay at the bed and breakfast or you're local and you just come for the days, is $185. So if you would like to stay at the bed and breakfast, especially all of the people up north who want to get a little break from the winter, come on down. It's $185 for the weekend. We have 6 rooms available, double occupancy, so you can bring a friend or a loved one. It's $185 if you're local and just want to come for the days. And it is going to be held at the Paradisi Place Bed and Breakfast, which you can find on Airbnb. And take a look. They have pictures. You can take a tour of the bed and breakfast, or you can go to our websites and go to the link and take a look at the bed and breakfast. And it's just an amazing opportunity. We have a total of availability for 20 guests and 6 rooms, double occupancy. So if you're interested, $185, you can't beat that for the weekend, and we have several different speakers, and it's just going to be an amazing weekend. So, and anyone living in the Jacksonville area, Northeast Florida, we have an ad, a full page ad that's in the Natural Awakenings magazine that should be coming out shortly, if it's not out already.
Okay, cool. And what kind of metaphysical areas will you be exploring?
We'll be doing mediumship development. It doesn't matter what, you know, how far along you are in your own development. You can be a beginner. You can be pretty seasoned. It doesn't matter. We all learn from one another. So we put everybody together. We exchange ideas. I teach mediumship development. Tom will be channeling Abram. We have a woman who is a contactee and experiencer of ETs, so she will be giving a presentation, and she does automatic writing. She's in contact with an ET, and she does automatic writing, so she's going to be delivering a special message just for those people who are attending the retreat. We have a woman who does tarot and other divinations, so she'll be giving her presentation. We have a woman who works with dream interpretation and crystals, and it's just going to be a really, really fun weekend.
That's a really great. What's the word I want to use? It's very inclusive for a lot of different areas and an opportunity for everybody to learn. And I just want to tell the audience, when we say that Tom is going to channel Abram, it's not the normal type of channel like I do. Like when I get a message from a spirit or a loved one, you know, they tell me and I repeat it and I use my own voice. It's just me. I'm just repeating what I hear. In Tom's case, Abram actually uses Tom's body, and you can hear Abram's distinct accent from when he was a Mayan shaman. And it's really, it's a little startling at first, but once you get settled and get used to the idea, it is absolutely fabulous. And we have several segments that we did with Abram. He came on my radio show, and you can check the archives and listen to those. They're really enlightening. Those segments were really great, don't you think so?
Oh, it was awesome. It was really wonderful. And Tom has also posted several videos on YouTube of him channeling. Some of them are just the audio with some pictures, but a lot of them are filmed. So you can see the actual process that Tom goes through. And he does go through a process. And it takes it takes a couple of minutes for Abram's energy to come in and for Tom to move himself out of the way. And then when Abram is finished and leaves, it takes Tom a minute to come back. And he doesn't remember anything. He may remember just a little fraction of maybe an hour's talk. He doesn't remember anything. He has to listen back to the tapes or the videos to see what Abram had said.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, check that out, folks. Sue's website is Mediumship Unplugged. And to learn more about Abram, abramchanneling.com is that website. Okay, well, let me tell you how it works. If you're new to the show, if you are calling in for a reading, we're going to get to as many people as possible. So what I need you to do is ask one specific question in the interest of time, and please avoid asking when you're going to meet your soulmate. The reason we do this is because it's so open-ended and there's so many variables, and quite honestly, a lot of people just don't like the answer. So what we prefer, if that is your question, is rephrase it in this form, which is, what is blocking me from meeting a significant partner? And we can get some details, because you may need to do some forgiveness work. You may have an unconscious belief that you're not worthy of, you know, love or a long-term partner. But let us get to the information that way and help you unblock, rather than do the futuristic fortune-telling, oh, well, you're going to meet a handsome man in 3 months. It just doesn't work that way. So please honor that request. And also, you must ensure you are in a quiet environment. Otherwise, we can't take your call. Make sure there's no conversations, noises, traffic, or wind. Please don't be putting your dishes away, because our archive needs to be clean, and I don't want to have to turn you away and say we can't take your call. So, okay, well, here's the lineup. I announced by area code, and that gives you an idea of how long it will be before you come on the air, and then I refresh the list as we go. So the first caller is area code 313, followed by area code 715, 504, and 626. And we spend about 10 minutes with each person. When I bring you on the air, just please state your name and where you're from. And we are going to help you in any way we can. Ready, Sue?
Let's go.
All right, let's hit it. Area code 313, bringing you live on the air. Welcome
Hi,
to the show.
You?
What's your name? Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Sherelle from Detroit. How can Sue help you today, dear?
Just messages from the other side, please, and thank you.
Any particular person?
I'm sorry?
Any particular person?
Grandma.
All right, if you would give me just a moment. Charlotte, if you would like to have a small conversation,
Sherelle.
I can make the connection.
Okay.
Because no one's coming through quickly.
Okay. Sherelle, I recognize your voice. Have you called into the show recently?
No, not recently.
Not recently.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you. How's your year starting out so far?
It's okay. Not what I expected, but it'd be better.
It got off to a wobbly start in January because Mercury was retrograde, so a lot of us had some challenges. And I was put through it. But it's softening now, and I feel very excited about the events coming this year. A lot of us are going to experience really positive changes, so that's exciting.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Is Grandma not coming through?
Oh, not really. I am getting...
Okay.
I want to go this route. Have you had any issues with your right ear?
No.
Okay. Did she have any issues with her right ear or the right side of her head in that in the ear area?
She's saying yes.
Her ear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Then we do have her. Okay. She's also showing me her hands and her right hand, but she's showing me with it with a glove on. So does that mean this could be literal, it could be symbolic. So did she have any issues with her hand that she might want to have covered up, or did she actually wear gloves?
Probably both, a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. What I'm getting with you is that there is an issue that you are dealing with, and that you've been dealing with it for a long time, and you are on the fence about it. You can't make a decision about it. You go this way, you know, one day you go this way, the next day you sway the other way, and you keep going back and forth about it. And this has been going on for a while, that you have not been able to make this decision. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, what is it, like, regarding? Is it like an everyday issue, or... Because I'm trying to narrow it down to pinpoint exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you know, if we were doing...
Like, a job issue, moving, relationship... Like,
no, if this is something, and because of the time, you know, if we were in a private reading, then I could dig, but... Because of our time restraints here, I don't have the time to do that. But what I'm getting at is that this is something that you would absolutely know about, because this has been an issue with you for a while. So this is a decision that you have not been able to make for a while. And if it doesn't pop up for you, if you're not recognizing this right away, then. And you're asking whether it's job or whether it's love or, you know, whatever. I can't tell you, because what I'm getting is that this is something that you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So let me jump off from that point.
Wow.
And I believe this has to do with a man. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. All right. All right. Give me a moment. Now, the feeling that I'm getting, because she's not giving me any pictures, she's not giving me any words, she's only giving me feelings. All right. Now, the feeling that I'm getting with this is that he plays with your mind and he plays with your emotions. And this is the way that he controls you. And when you get to the point of saying, this is it, I'm done, you know, maybe I should go the other way, maybe I should do something new, he does something to pull you back in. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting from Grandmother is that you need to step up with yourself. You need to step up with yourself emotionally and figure out what you want and what you're worth.
Yeah.
And are you worth going through this over and over and over and over again?
No.
Okay. You're saying no, you're not worth it?
No, you said it's not worth going, keep going through it over and over again.
Yeah, you have to figure out what your worth is.
Over and over again.
Yeah, you have to figure out what you want inside, and you have to stick to it and not be afraid of your decision.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. How would I start by doing that, like meditating or asking, like...
I'm sorry?
Any suggestions? What do I do? How do I start off, like, just meditate, pray, act, cleanse myself?
The best thing that you can do is to connect with your inner self, and the best way to do that is through silent meditation. And it's going to take practice, because when we first start to meditate, you have all those monkeys running around in your head, and you know, and all the day's activities and this and that, and things pop up and here and there, and it takes practice to calm that all down, to let the conscious mind.
I've been trying for 2 years. I always meditate.
Okay, good.
I've been trying good. For a year and a half, but I still don't feel, see, hear anything. No messages, no pictures, signs, license plates.
Okay, the thing with that is to remove all expectations. Okay. Don't have any expectations of yourself, because things will come to you, and sometimes people expect them to come like a bolt of lightning, you know, and things that are going to hit us right over the head, and it's going to be right in our face. And sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it happens very subtly, and the messages are very calm and they're very subtle, and you just have to pay attention. And sometimes you don't get anything in during meditation, but you may get it during the day when your mind is someplace else and you're relaxed. Could happen in the shower. You just have to pay attention, because not always is it going to be right in your face. And if you just calm yourself and relax yourself, there are ways, and this is one way that we get to know ourselves and get to know ourselves in the inner world that's within us, is how we communicate with ourselves. And that's something you're going to have to learn about with yourself also. And there are a lot of meditation CDs on YouTube. Tom has some fabulous meditation CDs that he has samples of. He has them up on YouTube. And there are a lot of resources if you want to listen to music and just see where the music takes you. And a lot of Tom's meditation music, you have to listen with headphones or earbuds, because a lot of it goes from side to side and puts you in a very hypnotic type of state.
Okay.
So that's
that
what...
Hey, so in your book, aren't there techniques that Abram gives as well?
Yes, for connecting with the higher self.
Sherelle, let me tell you, her book is amazing. It's all channeled information and from spirit. It's really great. Check that out.
What's the name of the book?
Give her the full title, Sue.
It's Reclaiming Your Intention and Power.
Yeah.
According to Abram, the Mayan Shaman. And you can download it on Amazon.
Okay.
Or you can contact us and we can send you the physical book. I like to have a physical book because I like to write all over my books.
Me too. I make it mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I really enjoyed that.
That'll really help you with the situation with detaching from this man and disconnecting and moving on. I know how hard it is to be stuck where you can't let go and you can't move forward. And that's a tough place to be in. So changing your mind about certain things and then working on that the communication with yourself and with your higher self, that will kind of unroot you, like pull you up by the roots. Yeah, totally. And then you can make conscious choices, make decisions, follow through, and change your whole life. You know, turn everything around. You're a good person.
That's what I want to do.
You deserve to be happy. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what I've been trying to do. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Y'all have a good year, the rest of the year, and God bless.
God bless you too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to put her on hold in case she wants to continue to listen. Good information coming out already. Excellent excellent explanation for meditation, Sue.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 715, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Richard, and I'm calling from Mondovi, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Hi, Richard. Yeah, very nice. How can Sue help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if she sees my music leading to her career. And I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I can feel somebody tap me on my head regularly, and other times it feels like somebody just sat down beside me.
Huh.
Do you have a grandfather that's passed?
Yes.
Was he musical?
Yeah, he actually played the saxophone professionally.
Okay. That's the feeling that I'm getting is who's with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably would want to be.
Let me, if you can give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about duets. So I don't know if he used to do a lot of duets or he would like to do a duet with you or that's something that you specialize in, but he's bringing up duets. Does that mean anything to you?
No, not really.
Okay. Are you familiar with a lot of his music? I mean, were you around him a lot?
Yeah. Okay. He used to play, the Mexican type of music and then jazz.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. If you would like to give me a moment. All right. It's strange because they're giving me feelings today, Charlotte, and not pictures and not words, you know, not a combination. It's just all coming through as feelings.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, take
it off. It feels like he's giving me the feeling that you have limited yourself as far as the type of music that you do. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of, because when I'm playing my guitar, I like to play hard rock, blues type of stuff. But vocally, I'm more comfortable singing stuff like David Gates and Brad, and vocally up until I sound like David Gates.
Okay, what do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy the rock blues, playing it, but singing-wise, I'm not comfortable singing, you know, like Eric Clapton and that thing. Vocally, I'm very much more the soft stuff.
Okay. All right. Now, did you say that you play acoustic?
Not electric lead.
Okay. So do you play acoustic? I mean, do you have the opportunity to do that, or do you do that by yourself?
Yeah, I've got an acoustic guitar that I sometimes mess around on.
Okay. The complete, because of time-wise, like I said before, because of time-wise, the feeling that I'm getting from mm-hmm. him is that you should expand what you're doing, that you've kind of gotten yourself into a pattern of the music that you play and what you do, and he would like to see you expand that, whether you do it professionally or whether you do it personally at your house. He would like to see you expand your music. All right, this is what he's saying, your musical adventures. He wants you to be more adventurous in what you do. And like I said, whether you decide to do that personally or professionally, because of this pattern that you've gotten yourself into, and he's saying that you are far more creative than that. You are far more creative than what you give yourself credit for. And he's also saying you're quite dehydrated, so you need to drink a lot of water and get your hydration up in your body.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I have a question, Richard. Do you have recordings of your grandfather's music?
No, I've got some of his music that was written that down.
Okay. But when Sue mentioned duets, the idea in my mind, and it's all up to the interpretation, but it was just an idea, so I'm going to throw it out to you. If you were to get somebody to play his music and then record it, and then if you sat in your house and played along with it, like a little jam session, that would probably make him happy and make him feel like he was participating. Is that something that interests you?
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
That's an excellent
project. And, And he can sit beside you while he listens to his own music, and he can pull out an instrument. You won't be able to hear it, but he can pull out an instrument and play along with it, and that way he gets to spend time with you doing something
Love. Actually, at times when I'm playing on my guitar, I've been hearing other instruments' sounds coming through it.
Really?
Yeah, I keep on hearing, like, I've heard, like, drum sounds and even other guitar and bass sounds coming out of it. So it's like, where's that coming from?
Right. Yeah. It's coming from him.
There you go.
Got a nice little band to back you up in your living room. That's great.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe try to record it and see if you get any of that. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's really an excellent idea. And by doing that, also, you're going to be expanding your own opportunities for thinking of different ways of doing things, too.
Yeah.
And just look at the power of connecting the spirit in a musical way. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Richard?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
All right, well, good luck to you. Thank you so much for the call, and next time your grandfather sits down beside you, tell him we said hello.
Yeah, I will.
All right, dear. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Take care, Richard.
You're welcome. I'll put you on hold so you can listen. Okay. Wow, that was so cool. I love this job.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Area code 504, bringing you live on the air. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. What's your name, and where are you from?
I'm in New Orleans, and my name is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, I would love to get a message from Spirit.
Anyone in particular?
Okay.
Whoever comes through the strongest.
Well, let's narrow things down. Anyone particular that you would really like to hear from?
Just jump right in.
A friend named Elaine.
It's 2:30.
All right. Do you also have a mother that's passed?
No.
Okay. Then somebody's coming through and making a reference to mother. Now, your friend Elaine, was she close enough to you where your mother, she could consider your mother her mother also?
She's a friend's mother.
Oh. She's a friend's mother. So.
Yes.
So Elaine is the mother of a friend of yours?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So that's where I was getting the mother from. Okay. All right. And what is her name?
Elaine.
Okay. So the mother is Elaine, not your friend's name.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
I got it now, too.
Yeah. All right. Give me a moment. Did she have, let's see, did she have some bowel issues? And I'm being directed over to her lower left side. And was this an illness that she had for a while?
I don't think she did.
So she had no bowel issues. Anyone that rings a bell that had...
I don't know.
Okay. All right, because she's definitely bringing this up. So it could have been an issue with her. It could have been an issue with her daughter. It could have been an issue with someone in your family. So if it doesn't strike anything right now, then, you know, let's just move on from it.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything really strongly, so let's go a different route, and why don't you ask me a specific question that you would like to know from her?
I'm dealing with some business stuff, and she always seems to tap in really well, so I was just curious.
So she connects with you with business matters? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what specifically do you want to know about your business?
I want to improve it. Make more income.
Oh, don't we all?
Man, if I had income, I'd be going to St. Augustine because that sounded really good.
Hey, well, we'd love to have you.
Sorry, I don't have the money for it. In my mind, I'm there.
If I had the money, I'd come to New Orleans and see you. I'd love to go to New Orleans.
Oh, it's a fabulous city. It is so great. It is so great. Do they still have the the D-Day Museum?
Yes, it's exploding and growing.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Spreading like wildfire.
Wow. Well, I was so hoping it wasn't destroyed during the hurricane.
No. I've heard things better. And we're in the middle of Mardi Gras right now.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Let's see what we could do to help her expand her business. What kind of business is it, Mayor?
I'm a photographer.
Photographer.
And I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to get national, international. I'm kind of national, but I need to make more money at it.
Do you do children's photography?
Not at all. I don't do anything for individuals. I work with businesses.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Boy. How are you at socializing? Like going to events and maybe going...
Horrible.
Going to places where the high-dollar people hang out.
Awful.
Okay.
I occasionally shoot events, but I'm horrible because I don't like talking to people at events. For some reason, I just want to spy on people. Candid pictures that people don't know that I'm there, I'm good at. Ask them to all pose at me, and I just want to shoot myself very quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how do you approach businesses? Because if that's where your talent is getting people, in natural moments, that's really...
My professional photography businesses, I do portraiture, so I set up lights, they know I'm there, and I create something that nobody sees but me until the picture's done. So my magic is done with lights and control. So, strangely, when you're in an event, I just can't stand people that pose and stand in a line like they got boards stuck up their butts. I just can't stand the look of it. It's ugly to me, and I can't do it. And I can do it, but it just sucks the joy out of my life.
All right. Because I don't know this kind of business and how it operates,
yeah.
And you know the standard operating procedures, but what I'm feeling with this is that with your talent and your talent of getting people in candid moments, that this might be a way of getting in, of getting yourself in, of taking great pictures at, you know, for companies, you know, where people are, and I'm talking really great candid moments, you know, that people can use in brochures.
My regular business, I just do that to supplement the bills. My regular business is they hire me to make their CEO look good, and I control everything, and I take a portrait of them that makes them look like they're whatever it is they want to say about themselves. That's
right.
My business.
Okay, so
I'm shooting an event. It's not my world. It's a different direction than shooting babies. But I can do it. Does that make sense?
What, if going to events?
Most of my pictures are portraits that are go in magazines and ads and have a lot of control to them.
Right, I understand. Yeah, but. What I'm getting at, and I I guess I'm just not explaining or getting my thoughts across, is that a lot of companies, they have, it's not just the, you know, the fake pictures, the stiff pictures of CEOs and things like that, that a lot of brochures that companies have show different parts of their company. Like people working on the line, you know, people packaging stuff or people putting parts together or things like that. That if you if you could go into a company and get, you know, really candid pictures of the employees to portray them in, you know, being happy and, you know, being satisfied with their jobs and things like that.
They shoot a lot of that up north, where there's a lot of industry.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in New Orleans, we don't have as many corporations, which really hurt my business because the kind of stuff doesn't exist that much down here. Not the companies with the big pockets that pay for that kind of stuff aren't here.
Right.
There's some, but there's not a lot.
So really what you want to do is make more money and not...
Yeah, I need to find the right...
And not make, not expand your horizons on what you already do. Right? Because of the...
I need to get new clients.
I'm sorry?
I need to get new clients.
Yeah. Okay.
In olden days of photography, if you're shooting annual reports, they put you on a plane and take you somewhere.
Right.
They tend to do that less and less. They'll hire someone locally that they don't spend that much money on.
Okay.
Picked up on that.
So I'm going to go.
Like going in the direction. Let me just throw something in for you. It feels like everything that you're getting to is like heading in a direction where, with all the marketing tools that companies employ, the website newsletters that they send out to their employees every month. I wonder if there's something you could contribute to that, and really help them spiffy up their newsletters, website, and marketing materials. Just a thought.
Well,
be good.
What I would like, and that's a good idea, but if you're in New Orleans and nobody is flying you places to do things, and you can't do them digitally where you are, I'm going to go back to my first feeling as to how you can expand your business to make money, which doesn't have anything to do with what you do now in photography. So the money, if you want to make some money locally, is going to be pretty much in children and pets. That's where people want to spend their money. And people who want to
do... Yeah, but not my business market.
No.
Yeah.
No, but you can have, you know, a sister company or, you know, an offshoot of what you do. Because from what I'm hearing from you is that you need to make some money. And you're not making money with what you're doing with your business now. It doesn't mean you have to change your business. It just means you need to expand. And, I mean, you could do this word of mouth even in New Orleans. Because basically money is the root, right? You want to make more money.
It's not the end all.
No, it isn't. But if you don't have money to do the things that you want to do, and you don't, you know, you feel like your present situation is being limited by circumstances of how the world is right now, then you have to look at all.
Yeah, my clients are changing, and the competition is shifting around because everybody's got a camera, thinks they're a photographer.
Absolutely.
So everything's in flux.
I just want to say that, you know, barring relocating up north to where you go to the money, in order to make the money come to you, you have to look at where you are and determine the needs of the population.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to find where that gap is and aim for that. I know.
Right.
It might not appeal to you right away, but maybe when it works out, it might feel a lot better. You know what I mean? But you gotta just feel the pulse of the people.
So I've been doing some personal projects, and I'm trying to push them, and I was hoping that they would pick up on that, but you're not picking up on it, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Sue?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
all right. Thanks, Mary Lou. Good luck to you. Yeah. That's a tough position to be in. Okay. Let me check the time. We've got about 15 minutes left. Area code 626, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Frank in California.
Hi, Frank. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Sue?
Yes, I'm involved in a legal issue against a person named Linda. My attorney name is Mark. What's going on?
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Frank.
Hello.
All right. Did you do something to really make her mad?
Yes, I stood up for myself.
Well, good for you. The feeling that I get with this is that this whole legal issue is about punishing you.
She's mean.
Yeah, she's not very nice.
I don't like her energy at all. She's a real dragon. How do you know her? Are you? What is your relationship with her before I say too much about her?
My sister.
That she knows how to punish you.
Something made me pull up and say, please don't let this be his wife or ex-wife, but it's your sister? Okay, I get it now. Because the close association is there, and there's this venom that runs through her veins, and an undercurrent of long-standing battle. Is she younger than you? Are you older than her and favored as a child?
No, she was the favorite, and she is older. She was born in June.
She feels
it's the opposite, but she resents you so much.
She feels entitled.
Uh-huh.
She feels very entitled, and she feels like you are taking away from her. And does this have to do with inheritance?
Yes.
Okay.
Property?
Yeah, that's what I was getting, property.
Uh-huh. This is nasty. This is going to be a tough fight.
But stand your ground. Absolutely stand your ground.
Have you considered changing lawyers, Frank?
Yes, I did. But it just getting them to start the wheels of motion again.
I know it is. Go ahead.
I decided this gentleman, number one, I get along with him. And number two, he's been around for a long time.
You are also going to have to stay on him. You're going to have to stay on his heels. He may be a nice guy and you may get along with him, but you're going to have to stay on his heels and make sure that he's doing his job in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel a whole lot of energy with him.
I think he'll be okay, but I think you're really going to have to steer him and stay on him to make sure that he does what you need him to do. And I kind of get the feeling that he banks on your friendship and your easygoingness. So don't let that be an opening for him to be lazy.
Does that make sense, Frank?
Yes. Yes, it does, 100%.
Oh, excellent. I like the 100% thing. Okay, I feel that he is a very nice person and he does well. Have you looked into his, the history of cases that he's won? Do you have information on that? Like, I think what I'm getting at is if you could find a common denominator on how he approaches a case and then how he argues a case and see where you need to push those buttons and try to, because not that he's lazy or completely low energy, but if you could in a positive way push him in certain areas that he might not be comfortable in, I think that might work out for you. And I do get a sense, I don't know if he said this to you or not, but I do get a sense that she intimidates him. Is she really confrontational?
Well, she's going through another attorney, and yes, I think she is through her attorney, quite confrontational.
Okay, and I think that makes him, well, he has to deal with the attorney, but something about her is, you know, of course, you know what it is about her, but it's so off-putting to him that he does need to be pushed a little bit. Are you getting that as well, Sue?
Yeah, he's very nice, and you're very nice also. And instead of, I want to focus on you, Frank, because you have stood up for yourself, and I would really like to see you continue to do that, and to stand your ground, and to be strong, and to be firm. And it's going to get rough. I can feel the roughness coming, mm-hmm. and you can weather it. You can weather this storm. And because I get the feeling that she really needs to be put in her place, or she needs to be, you know, dropped a couple of notches, because there's a lot more going on with her. I think there's some real family dynamics and issues going on here that is, you know, in the undercurrent of everything. And I really want to see you stand your ground and get what you deserve and get what you need and get what's fair.
Hey, Frank, do you believe in past lives?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good, because I'm getting that there's a past life connection to where, it, as weird as it sounds, in a past life, you were a man and she was a woman, but you were married and you didn't want to be married to her anymore, and you left her high and dry, took everything, and basically put her on the street. And karmically, this is coming back around for you to readdress this issue and between these two souls, and that is where she gets her, I don't want to say passion, but this is where the rage is coming from. This is, and she doesn't understand this, but this is her way of balancing the scales by trying to take everything away from you. Does that resonate with you at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, there's something here that stems from the past, and this is what gives her sense of entitlement that Sue's been talking about.
So Frank, has most of this, has a majority of this struck a chord with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I left home, my parents' house, when I was between 17 and 18, 17 and a half, and I decided to get out of the dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're with you, Frank.
Mm-hmm. You know, good for you.
So does she feel, because you did that, does she feel that you shouldn't get any of the inheritance because you, quote-unquote, turned your back on them?
From 8 years old till I left, a bunch of verbal empty promises. So.
Mm. Well, she can't untie DNA connections. So the lawyers are going to have to battle this out. I'm feeling if you could bring, if there's someone, not that it's your responsibility, but if there's someone at the your lawyer's firm who could stand with him or work with him or contribute in some way, I think that would be helpful. I do agree with Sue. It's going to be a nasty battle. You need a dragon slayer to cut through this and see that the judge does what's right by all family members. And I'm sure they've seen all these different scenarios. Well, he left the family and this and that. They really shouldn't care about that. So you just got to stick to your guns, keep on him, stay on top of everything, and just try to dance two steps faster than she does. Does that make sense?
Yes. By the way, do you see a time frame or a season when this could be resolved?
I'm feeling later part of this year, maybe early next year. What are you getting, Sue?
Well, the first thing that popped in was spring, that things should be moving along, or there should be a light at the end of the tunnel in spring, late spring. It's hard to predict these things. Let me, if you can give me a moment.
I generally feel movement, like things really start to progress. With all the red tape, paperwork, and all the people in the mix, everybody's contributing to a scenario. So that makes it difficult, but yeah, we can get you an approximate time frame.
I think there's going to be significant news coming your way this month about the issue. That in spring, I feel movement within spring. After that, I don't see anything.
So it's probably take one step at a time, fight one battle at a time. Does that make sense, Frank?
Yes.
But I do think you're going to get significant news or a significant turn with this this month. So if that happens, when we're back on next month, if you want to call back in and, you know, keep us abreast of what's going on.
Because everything changes, we could tap in again and get it from that launch point. From today, this is the energy that's surrounding the case. That may change over the next month, so if you want to check back in a month or whenever, feel free to do so, okay?
Yes, I thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Good luck.
You
okay.
Too, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we only have about 5 minutes left, and that's not going to be enough to really tap in for somebody. We do like to give them the full 10 minutes. So I just want to remind everybody, Sue, to go to your website, and that is mediumshipunplugged.com, as well as abramchanneling.com to learn more about Abram, the Mayan shaman, who channels information to us to help us through Sue's husband, Tom. And don't forget spiritualinsightsradio.com to review all the archives of our segments together. Sue and I, we've been doing this for a while now. And there's a complete archive of all the shows and many authors and guests. But please do, if you want to make a change in your life, get Sue and Tom's book, The Art of Reclaiming Your Intent. What is it, Sue?
The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram the Mayan Shaman.
You do it so much better than me.
No,
it's a mouthful. It's a mouthful. But it really is a fabulous book. It knocked me back about a block, and it puts the secret to shame. It really does, because the secret is good, but it's not as thorough or complete as this. And I had an experience where I got to have a conversation with my higher self to figure out what was blocking me from success and whatever. And obviously, and you were one of the first guests I had on the show a couple years ago, and obviously things are quite different now. And I managed to get a handle on that issue, let it go, and things are going great. So it really does have an impact on your life when you approach it with an open mind. And it does, you know what struck me, Sue, about the family dynamic, since we were just on that subject?
Mm-hmm.
Abram talks about how when you change, people's expectations of themselves change, and that's what causes trouble. So maybe that's something that Frank would want to read.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, I know you're still listening. If you want to check that out, because I had the same dynamic as you,
mm-hmm.
and that section right there put it all in perspective as to the jealousy,
mm-hmm.
as to the personal attacks, the undermining, the over trying to overpower me, all that stuff. I had all of that. And just reading that section allowed me to let go of my resentment of that happening to me and forgive to the degree where I could just move on and keep going and say, well, that was them, and I should have had the courage to be myself. Does that make sense?
It does. One of the most amazing things about the information that Abram gives is he gives so many exercises and so many visualizations that he literally walks you through how to do things where other books and videos don't show you how to do that. They don't teach you how to do that. He takes you step by step, and what you can do with the exercises and the visualizations that he has is that you can read from the book and record it, so you can listen, you can close your eyes and listen back to yourself, giving yourself these instructions. And because it's hard to read the exercises and the visualizations and then have to stop and then do what he asks and then read and then stop and do what he asks. So if you take, if you record what he says in the book and then you can relax and get yourself into that state and listen to these things and connect with your higher self and do all of these exercises, it's just amazing. And it's all ways for a person to explore their inner self and to get in touch with their inner self, because we all knowledge is within us and we have all knowledge available to us at any time. And everyone, no matter what someone is going through, everyone's point of power is in the present moment. We can change anything at any time, always in the present moment.
Absolutely. Well said. Okay, everybody. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
For another great segment, and I will be talking to you soon. And everyone, be sure to tune in next month and visit the websites. And looking forward to hearing how this retreat goes. It really sounds amazing.
It's going to be. We've had, three so far. And they have just been phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
It sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'll have to get myself to one of them one of these days if my schedule lightens up. Okay, well, thanks again, Sue, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless, and be at peace.